This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Norah Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have you heard this before? The song's called Joy by Chicago contemporary folk band Tensi. It's the type of music that you could listen to while relaxing in this warm Chicago sun or taking a long bike ride along the lakefront. It's calming, hypnotic, and effortlessly beautiful. If you need to unwind from this busy week, maybe check them out this weekend. Today, we're revisiting our conversation with Jess Showman, the frontwoman of Tensi. We discussed songwriting, musical influences, and Chicago's DIY scene. But we started with asking her about the band's name, and if the rumors were true, did she name it after her grandmother?
I was honestly having so much trouble coming up with the band name. Like, they all sounded really dumb to me and really forced. And so I just kind of like, you know, thought about it for a second. I was like, what is something that's like very near and dear to me? I feel like has kind of like influenced me over time. And, you know, I'm very close with my grandma and she has inspired me in so many different ways. And so I just thought it was appropriate and it just felt right. So
I can't help but ask about the names that didn't make it, because you said some of them sounded forced.
Oh, God.
Was it like
Jess remember
and,
at this
Jess
point.
And the Wildcats? Or like, what are we? How crazy did it get?
I honestly do not remember at this point what they were, but I just remember they were like wildly ambiguous. I don't know. It just didn't really make sense.
Well, we landed on Tensi and it sounds great. Your lyrics, they feel very dreamy and winding. Can you talk about your songwriting process and how the words come to you?
I feel like a lot of the time I'm pulling from, like past memories, and I'm trying to like process them and piece them together in a way that makes sense to me. And I feel like usually I start with just like a phrase that is almost like a mantra that I can like repeat over and over again that like kind of encapsulates the whole idea of the song. Mm-hmm. And then I usually like write it down and put it away and then come back to it. But yeah, a lot of the time it's me just trying to kind of, you know, recontextualize a memory or something like that. And a lot of the times they're painful memories, but, you know, that's been changing as of late. So,
well, let's hear a bit more of your work. Here's the song that immediately follows Joy on the album, and it's fittingly titled Joy 2. Let's listen. And it kind of lends itself well to the lyrics that are describing this fleeting feeling that is joy. Can you talk, Jess, about how you wrote this guitar section? Like, did you pair it immediately with the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I wanted it to kind of sound like you said, hypnotic, like you're like ringing a bell. And even like the transition into from Joy to Joy 2 has this kind of like you know, single note ringing out. So I kind of wanted to mimic that with like a very spare or a very like minimal guitar part.
I
think I really just wanted to like give the lyrics space to breathe as much as possible and create kind of this like hypnosis with the guitar part.
You do that a lot. You find a lot of power in negative space, right? Or in the breaths.
Yeah. I think this record especially has so much space. And I think, you know, the topics that I'm writing about are like very near and dear to me and things that were very hard for me to talk about. So I just really wanted to give them space to breathe.
Yeah. Here's another song. This one's called Serpent.
My mama has told you, baby, is that they'll be coming back around.
Jess, your voice is beautiful.
This song,
it features a bit of dissonance in the guitar before returning to a more traditional folk sound. Mm-hmm. Why did you make this creative choice?
So I initially didn't have that guitar part in the song, and then I really like got stuck to this idea of trying to like create this like personification of the guitar in a way where it mimics like someone getting poisoned by a snake.
Oh.
And I imagined like what that would be like and what that would sound like, and that's kind of how that part came out. So it's very like trippy sounding to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's trippy sounding to me too.
yeah
in a good way.
It's kind of jarring compared to the rest, so I think that was the point there.
And when I listen to your vocals, they remind me of Joni Mitchell in a way.
Oh,
is she an influence?
Not particularly, but I do love her music, as I'm sure
yep.
a lot of people do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, talk to us about who you love. Who are your influences?
There are so many. I feel like it's hard for me to just pick a few. I really love... Arthur Russell inspired the album a lot when I was writing it. And vocally, like Michael Hurley.
Yonder stands Blue Mountain. Oh, yonder stands Blue Mountain.
I love the way he sings, and Chavela Vargas just kind of reminds me of my grandma, and like she would always have like novelas on and stuff, and it's like very romantic sounding. I love her voice, and Karen Dalton and Nina Simone, just anyone with like a very powerful and unique voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I am drawn to.
You can't make it without ever even trying. And something's on your mind.
You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it because you put me down.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we are talking to Jess Showman of the band Tensi about her music. I understand you recently got back from a tour, Jess. How'd that go?
It was great for the most part. We just went up to the West Coast through California and kind of came back around and played through Texas and Oregon and Utah, and It was such a blast. We've never been to the West Coast before as a band, and I've only personally been there like a couple times. So we were very excited to be in warm weather and experience that side of the country. So it was really fun. But yeah, it ended kind of catastrophically because we got in a wreck at the end of it.
No.
So we had to end up turning around. We were in Denver when it happened. So
I heard you say it was good for the most part, and I was going to probe. Yeah. I wasn't expecting an accident. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay though.
Everyone's fine, thankfully. The car was totaled. It was like a huge semi that hit us. But thankfully we're okay.
Oh my goodness.
We're on like a icy mountain in Colorado, which apparently this like highway is like the Bermuda Triangle of accidents. So
that is scary. Well, I'm glad everyone made it out safely. You talked about that a bit on your Instagram feed, and something else I noticed in that post, you talked about the fear of performing that you had overcome. And you've talked about this in interviews before, so I'm wondering how it feels for you today when you get on stage and you know, what it's like now that touring's just it's just a regular part of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like, I mean, sometimes I still get nervous, but I thought for a long time that I would always be like so nervous to the point where I felt like I was going to throw up, which is like my experience when I first started playing. But yeah, now it just feels like very exhilarating and fun to me. And I think a lot of it has to do with like the support of my band I have now. And we all just like are cracking jokes and having so much fun. And
nice.
It's a really pleasant experience. So yeah, it's definitely interesting to see how that's shifted from before.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your bandmates. Who's playing in your band now?
So, Izzy Reedy plays bass, Joseph Farrago plays drums, and then Kurt Oren plays a variety of instruments, sax, flute, guitar, and more. But yeah, it's a good mix of friends, and we're really excited to be playing music together. So
that's great. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier, Jess, that you're quite involved in Chicago's DIY scene. Now, can you give us a brief explanation for those who aren't aware? What's the DIY scene?
So I feel like personally, I don't really have a very good definition of it because I had just like started dipping my toe into the DIY scene. But as far as my interpretation goes, I think it's definitely like the most nurturing and supportive way that you can like start your music career and create a community where you feel like embraced and lifted up in a way that you don't really get as much from just playing like straight venues. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different feeling. I feel like when Tensi first started, we were playing a lot of like house shows and stuff, and it really like made me fall in love with playing shows, and I miss it so much. And I feel like, you know, my bandmates are even more well-versed in the DIY scene, and my bandmate Curtis has a house venue. And,
nice.
You know, obviously since the pandemic started, we haven't been able to play shows like that for safety reasons. So
yeah, we'll talk more about that. How did the pandemic impact DIY artists and musicians?
I mean, I think it has impacted them like tremendously. I think a lot of DIY venues are no longer or in danger of like not being a thing anymore. And it's really sad because I do feel like that is such a different space and nurturing space where you can just like,
yeah,
connect with people on a completely different level. But yeah, I mean, playing venues is also very special and you still get to connect with people, but it's a different type of community when you're playing DIY shows.
Time for some more music. And also, Jess, a good time to circle back to someone you mentioned already, Michael Hurley. Let's play a bit of something that you did for Cosmic Country, a Chicago DIY event. It's a cover of Michael Hurley's song, Werewolf.
Oh, the werewolf, oh, the werewolf comes stepping along. He don't even break the branches where he been gone. You can hear them long howler from way across the moor.
So in the video, you are wearing a werewolf mask with Dorian Gehring, who's another DIY pillar, playing a guitar in a skeleton costume. Some simple theatrics that I think really represent the DIY scene, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, it was also Halloween, so.
Okay. Well, you know, that explains it. You know, I want to give you an opportunity to take this moment to shine a spotlight on other Chicago artists. So are there any local musicians that you just can't stop listening to?
Yeah, I mean, shamelessly, like, all my friends make incredible music. Mia Joy, who we're playing with. My friends in Kiwicha had just started playing a lot of shows in Chicago, which I'm really excited about. And then Fran and Kara Jackson. And then my bandmates have incredible bands. Izzy has a band called Izzy True. Please tell me what's the name of the new green. And Joey has a band called Joey Nebulous. And then Kurt also has their own project, just under their name, Kurt Oren. Yeah, I mean, luckily I have so many friends that make incredible music.
You're in good company.
So listen to it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Before we let you go, though, tell us what's next. So I hear you just finished recording a new album?
Yes. It is being mixed right now. So
awesome.
Hopefully it will be out soon. But yeah, we just finished recording and we're super excited to let people hear this next rendition of Tennessee. So, yeah.
You're listening to Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and that was Jess Showman, frontwoman of Tennessee. Let's close with another track from Tennessee. This song is called Hair Sticks. That's it for today's Reset. Want to stay up to date on the week's other top stories? Stick with this podcast. Thanks so much for spending your time with us and have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with an all-new Reset. I gave you some blood. You gave me some spit. I'll never know when to quit. I'm taking
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.